Knocking on the Door, episode 40 motherfucking 4.
The PlayStation Show UK starts.
Hello and welcome everyone to the PlayStation Show UK. We're here live at E3. Oh no, we're not. Sorry. This is episode 44. I am Zone Ripper, and with me tonight I have... Here comes Bod.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
You know, fine. I'm here.
You want to watch E3?
No, can't be bothered with the whole thing. I just get bored. I'll watch the edited highlights later.
Fair enough. And we also have Mr. Slugger.
Hello.
You sound a bit miserable.
I don't want to be here.
Oh, we love you too.
If you don't want to be here, just go. We don't need you.
Hello to all my fans. No, I've got to do it for the fans.
It's
for my peoples, I've got to do it.
Who's that?
They hate you. Party hates you. Guy in the cardboard box hates you. SpongeBobby's hates you.
Yeah.
Everyone hates me. The E3 is on at the minute and they're streaming, and I've been watching it for the last 4 hours, and I turned off just as the Battlefield 3 EA conference was on, and... I'm missing it as we speak, so... But I don't know, create a little window in my life for the fans, and we've got the Sony press conference tonight, 1 a.m. GMT for us.
You going to stay up and watch that?
I want to watch the opening. I want to see... My prediction is Kevin Butler's going to come out and get fired. I think they're going to make a funny out of it.
Right.
We know that Kevin Butler's... We know he's there. He's been stepping up on Twitter. I think he's going to come out on stage and someone is going to come out and fire him. Or he's going to come out as the VP of security or something. They're going to make a funny out of it before carrying on and ignoring it.
I think they're going to have two mascots. One dressed up in the Sony logo. One dressed up in the Anonymous logo. And the Anonymous one is going to be shafting the Sony one from behind.
I've got a feeling Sony probably won't do that. I've got a feeling that's not going to happen. I've got, as is sort of customary, I've got a little embarrassing story to tell happened at the weekend.
Does it involve that other stuff?
What, poo?
Yeah.
No, it's a non-poo story.
Oh, what, so I don't need the slugger shit.
Is it a urine story?
No, you don't need. Have you got the? Have you got the jingle there?
I still haven't done anything to it. It's still just the audio.
Let me hear it again because it was quite good.
Okay.
Shit stories with Slugger.
Well, it's a story from Slugger. On Friday night, I got a little bit pissed on Friday night, and I was at a party. It was a golf club. It's quite a posh do. And I was sat at a table with two of my friends. And I'd just come in from another conversation with somebody else. And my friend, my good mate, he was showing a picture on his phone to my other friend. Now, just a little bit of background. My friend... His wife, we're all good friends, and we all get on really well, and I have a bit of fun with his wife in terms of we have sexual innuendo banter between the two of us, and this always happens, it always goes on, in front of my wife and in front of him as well, so it's just the done thing, it's the accepted norm, and stop yawning, Bod. It's a good story.
I never seen a word.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
Just get to the part where you shit in a hotel room and move on.
There's no shitting. I don't even know why I'm telling you this, because I know what's going to happen. So he showed the picture to my phone and said, oh yeah, look, here she is. And as he said, here she is, I couldn't see the picture that he was showing. And I leant over and I went, Gaz, I said, have you got a picture of her beaver? And he turned the phone round and it was his 4-year-old daughter he was showing a picture. Oh. And I went, no, I didn't mean that. I thought that was a picture of Lisa. I'm sorry. So they called me pedo for the rest of the night.
We don't endorse paedophilia on the T-shirt.
No, we don't. We don't. So there we go. Little story for you. My voice is a little bit funny. It's been funny since Friday. I drank an incredible amount on Friday night, and I've not fully recovered from it. I've walked around today still feeling hungover. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously we've got the I mentioned E3 is going on at the moment, so we may give you random updates if we catch anything throughout the show. But by the time the show comes out, it'll be old news. So
yeah, I just got an update from the chat actually from username the EA press conference is on, and he says my game boner is 20 feet right now.
Okay.
Breaking news.
We'll try to bring you better news than that, but right now, 20-foot boners. Right, let's move on with the show. Let's start off with some PS3 releases. Bod, what have we got?
Well, let's start with a couple of movie tie-ins.
Oh, we love them.
Kung Fu Panda 2.
Easy Platinum, be renting that one.
Yeah, I'm sure you will do.
How dare you?
What?
You're just insinuating something there.
No, I was blatantly saying that you're a trophy whore.
Right, okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, next one. I'll probably be renting that one as well.
Right, next one, Green Lantern, Rise of the Manhunters.
Yeah, be renting that one, it's bound to be an easy platinum. I hate movie tie-ins, but they're easy platinums.
Right, so you can't hate them that much then?
I can hate them for the fact that they're not good games, but I like them because they're easy trophies. We've got a love-hate relationship.
Right. Okay, shall I move on?
Yes.
Okay, what about White Knight Chronicles 2?
Boring.
Have you played White Knight Chronicles 1?
No.
Then I did.
No, you didn't.
I played the first one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It was great. Really thoroughly enjoyed it. My best bit was... No, they're the knights in it. Well, they were white. And I played through the Chronicles.
That's racist.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
No.
Where was the Black Knights?
You beat the Black Knights up.
See? Exactly.
Racist.
Don't bring that shit to this show.
Next.
Okay, next is Red Faction Armageddon.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing some not very good things about this.
Well, yeah, I've heard more bad than I have good, but I've seen a few people say that it looks quite good, but maybe we'll talk about that in the PlayStation Store in a bit, because there was a demo out. And next mod.
Okay, I don't know which order you want these two biggies in.
Give me the alphabetically.
Right. Then it's Duke Nukem Forever. Shake it, baby.
It's time to get gas and chew bubblegum. I'm all out of gum. Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
I want some more impressions. More. Come on.
I can't actually remember any more of his quotes.
What was the, phrase about? Huh? What was the phrase about balls of steel?
I got balls of steel. I'm gonna rip off your head and shit down your neck.
I'm gonna take a shit all over the floor. Did he say that?
No, that was the slugger.
I feel a quite. I feel a bit of a close affinity with Duke Nukem because he's got an obsession with toilets, hasn't he?
Toilets and girls.
Yeah. In no particular
and
order.
And himself, I believe.
And himself. Yeah.
Could Duke Nukem be a modern day Scatman?
What, as Scatman ski bubba bada bob?
I'm the scat man. Oh,
sorry, guys. Wait, and the next
do
one.
Do you know, what amazes me is people are still listening when they could be listening to the E3 stream.
Yeah. Why would you come and listen to this?
Suckers.
Right. Sorry,
but
last
before
one.
Before we move on, I'll just say there's two versions of this. Normal edition and the Balls of Steel edition.
Oh, yeah. Has that one got, like, casino chips and stuff like that? Or is that not the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. It doesn't come with steel balls.
It comes with a talking club,
whatever that is.
Doesn't it come with a talking keyring as well?
Okay, Balls of Steel Edition comes with collectible bust of Duke Nukem.
Okay.
Numbered limited edition certificate of authenticity.
Okay.
100-page hardcover book, History, Legacy and Legend of Duke Nukem. Postcards, radioactive emblem sticker, collectible comic book, foldable paper craft... poker chips, yes it does. Mini card deck and radioactive emblem dice.
Yeah, don't you hate these games company that just churn out shit to put in a box to try and sell it for more money?
It does seem a bit pointless, all that stuff.
Okay, right.
Well, it's a load of rubbish, isn't it? I mean, it's not like a decent man bag.
I knew you were coming on to that.
Well, no, I mean, that's like a proper... You know, you don't mind paying for quality... A quality bag product that can turn you basically into a superhero. But, I mean, that's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little book and some postcards. Oh, a radiation sticker. I'll tell you what, I'll go to my work and get some radiation stickers and I'll post it out to every one of the fans for free.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd like one of them, actually. Thanks.
Would you like a radiation sticker?
Yeah, I would. If you could send me one.
Where would you stick it?
On the wife's car.
Interesting, Bod. Where would you stick a radiation sticker?
Over Twinkle. Your mouth.
Ooh. Right, anyway, can we move on to the next one now?
Okay, the next one is obviously Infamous 2.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Again, I've got two editions of this. Normal edition and hero edition.
The handbag edition.
Yes.
No.
The Slugger handbag edition.
No, it's called the Hero Edition for a reason.
Because the bag makes you a hero.
No, because it makes you a hero.
No.
Either that or it makes you a terrorist.
No, it's a sling pack. It's a sling pack. It's a sling pack because it's figure hugging, and will allow you. To indulge in parkour. Yes.
Cock. Does it come with some C4?
No.
No. And some detonators.
No, it's... You, I never buy limited editions of games. And this is the one that's going to... This is the one that's snared me in. I've known for a long time.
But you pre-ordered it already?
No, not yet.
Well, from play.com, it's £100 for the Hero Edition.
Bargain.
Really? The Balls of Steel edition bargain. Of Duke Nukem was only £70.
If you don't, you get fuck all in the box. That's £70 too much.
Maybe you should buy both. And then you've got a bag to put all your balls of steel edition in.
All your shit.
No, the bags to put... Well, the bags for putting superhero shit in, isn't it?
Putting your shards in, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got to collect my shards, my 500 shards.
Yeah. And they're better not be 500 in that game.
Although I don't call them shards, I call them sharts.
Shafts.
Shart.
Shafts.
Shart.
Well, shall I tell you what's in the Hero Edition?
Okay.
Okay, we've got lightning hook power. I'm assuming this is in-game and not in real life, because that would be weird.
No, you get that as well. That's, I'm telling you, it turns you into a superhero.
Seems unlikely. Electrocution grenade. 24k gold.
Imagine dropping one of those. Imagine dropping one of those in a tube train. Boom!
See, terrorist.
Original Cole alternate skin. So you can play as the original version of Cole from the original game.
I think what they mean there is like a Superman outfit you can change over. You know, like he's got his shirt underneath. Yeah, that's what it is.
Brilliant. So they've given me the look. They've given me the power. Are they giving me something to carry around my manly items with as well?
You get an 8.5-inch Cole McGrath figurine.
Oh yeah, that's the cock hugger.
Created exclusively by Legendary DC Comics, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not that fussed on the comics.
Collector's Edition digital soundtrack.
So you can listen to your tunes, yep.
Yeah. You've got your theme music.
Infamous comic again by DC. And yeah, your very own replica sling bag as worn by Cole in Infamous 2.
Oh yeah. Honestly, I'll pay £100 just for the bag. Forget the gun.
I can't believe you're getting a boner for this.
What's not to like about it? It's brilliant. When we go to the Eurogamer Expo and you see me walking around with you're gonna look over and you're gonna go,
cock
slugger is one cool mofo. Look at him. He just looks the bee's knees.
And then we're gonna go in with our VIP tickets and leave you standing outside with your man bag. Boom!
Touché!
Oh, yeah. Up yours, you're a gamer, by the way. I've not said that for a while. Suck on my balls.
Nice. Okay, so Duke Nukem and Infamous 2. I've pre-ordered on Infamous 2, so I haven't got it a week early this time. Damn it.
I'm a little bit worried, actually. A little bit concerned, because I've heard that people are saying that the mission structures aren't as good as the first one. So I'm a little bit concerned. I've not played the demo, but I'm hoping it's still going to be really good. I think it'll still be really good. I'm pretty sure that if I enjoyed the first one, I'm going to enjoy the second one.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, if we move on to the next one, then we can talk about the demo. I can ruin it for you, if you want.
Go on, shoot.
Spoiler. Right, okay. PSN store update.
PSN store update.
Okay, so I haven't done one of these for a while.
Oh, they turned the bloody thing back on, didn't they?
Yeah, they've only gone and turned it back on.
I couldn't believe it.
And then it crashed, because everyone else was trying to get on.
Yeah, cause it was because everybody else was downloading a million and one things. My ISP is probably incredibly annoyed with me at the moment. So much stuff to download.
Yep.
Yeah, have you... Just out of interest, have you got unlimited download?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I've got.
I know they all have their fair usage policy, but...
In theory, mine's unlimited, because I've actually got business broadband at home through my work, but you're right, you have a fair usage policy. I just don't know what the fair usage policy is, but I'm fairly sure I've exceeded that fair usage policy this month.
where I'm quite cheap, I got the cheapest package I could get, so I had a 40 gig download limit, and I thought I was doing all right with it until a few days ago I got a letter saying that the last couple of months I'd gone over.
Oops.
And it says you can check how much you've used on our website, which I didn't realise at the time, so I went and looked on their website. I thought, I'm probably a few gig over, last month. Yeah, I was about 35 to 40 gig over for the last 3 months.
Porn takes up a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to cut back. Especially as, like, last month I was 35 gig over and the PSN was down. So what the hell have I been doing?
Porn.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've paid an extra £5 a month to double it to 80 gig.
Extra £5?
Yes. Sorry, that's still cheaper gig than paying for unlimited.
But I suppose in theory you could still go 5 gig over. Was it?
Yeah, but well, they haven't charged me for going over. So
that's all right, that's, though. Maybe you get a few warnings and then...
Yeah.
Fair enough. But yeah, so PSN is back up, if you haven't noticed. The welcome packs are up and ready for everyone. So you can choose your 2 of the 5 games. And
or if you're clever, you can get all of them.
Yeah. If you've got enough accounts set up, you can get all of them. Mind you, I thought it was... Because it was so bloody slow, by the time I'd gone back, I was able to select the third one without it. By the time it realised that I'd got 2 of them, if you know what I mean. It was going so slow.
I've got an American account as well, and I got Super Stardust HD from that as well.
Well, yeah, I've downloaded 2, and we've got the Super Secret account, which I've downloaded 2 on, and I've got an American account. So
I got 2, and that's all I want, to be honest. The other 3 don't really interest me anyway.
Well, if you do, then it'd be on one of our accounts.
yeah, but they don't. I just said that, didn't I?
All right. Fucking hell.
God, pay attention.
I'll just... No, I'm not going to bother. You're not worth it. Okay, so... Do we want to talk about the updates first, or what games you chose? Do you want to go for?
I want to talk about the shocking shower of shit. That is the 3 films that they gave us for free to watch.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I had a quick look and decided I wasn't going to watch any of them.
Yeah, I did.
The Americans got Ghostbusters, and what was the other film? They got another film, but I would have quite liked to have watched that in HD.
Yeah, that's cool, but most people have got Ghostbusters anyway. But like, proper Ghostbusters fans have got Ghostbusters.
Well, yeah. Do you have to be a Ghostbusters fan to watch Ghostbusters?
No. All I'm saying is that most people have seen Ghostbusters a million times.
Yeah, I
so it's
have.
Not really
given I would have,
them that much, is it?
No, I would have quite liked to have watched it in HD.
Yeah, it's certainly got better choices than we got.
Yeah. Oh, they got Bad Boys as well. Thanks, JT, in the chat. Yeah, the other one was Bad Boys that they got. But with my American account, I tried downloading it, but it wouldn't let you.
Yeah, I watched Final Fantasy many years ago and thought it was a big pile of shit. I borrowed Resident Evil Degeneration off of Murray and wasn't overly impressed with that either. And I watched a trailer for House of the Dead 2 and that looked really bad.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in seeing any of them. I've seen Final Fantasy, but yeah, wasn't that overly impressed. So what games did you choose?
All of them.
I chose Dead Nation and Wipeout.
And have you played either of them yet?
I have played both of them.
What do you think for free?
Dead Nation is awesome.
Okay. So you want?
And I've only played the first level of that.
Yeah. I have to jump on that for co-op, I think.
Yeah, there's a few problems with co-op.
What's that?
I basically tried to play co-op with Murray, and it loads up. You get into the game, okay, and then your 2 little men are standing there. As soon as one of you moves, it disconnects. And that happened to us 3 times. The 4th time. It didn't, and we were able to play the level.
I'm going
to
blame it on Murray. It's his fault. I think if we play together... Because you know how we could play together all the time in Black Ops without any problems.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So, I'm sure we won't have any problems with that. Okay, and Wipeout?
Wipeout's okay. When I told people I worked with that I was going to get Wipeout, because the other games, Infamous I'd already played, Little Big Planet I've already got, and Ratchet and Clank didn't appeal to me, really. A lot of people said, oh, Wipeout's shit. But I played it, I thought it was alright.
Yeah. Okay. And, Mr. Slugger, you got them all, did you?
I did. Yeah, are we talking about the actual games?
Yeah,
then?
The games themselves, yeah. Have you...
Alright, well, I mean, Infamous I don't have to tell you about, no. Because I've already played that.
Yep.
But I wanted a copy of it anyway, because obviously I got rid of Infamous because I enjoyed it so much. So I might have another playthrough on Infamous, because I played it through as a goodie, and I might play it through again as a baddie.
Oh, okay. So you never platinumed it?
No, I never platinumed it, but I think I might do that. So I got that. Super Stardust HD I had previously anyway, but because of some sort of cock-up on Sony's behalf, believe it or not, Sony do make mistakes sometimes, they gave it as a trial and unlock for PlayStation Plus, and then they gave it to PlayStation Plus subscribers, but ever since then, it's always had an expiry date on it, so I deleted it and then re-downloaded it, and it's worked now. So I got that, although I've not played it. Ratchet and Clank, I've downloaded. I already had Wipeout HD, so I just downloaded the Fury add-on for it.
Okay.
And Burnout Paradise, which I've been playing a lot of, which is brilliant.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that game's good. Burnout.
But I'll probably talk about that in what we've been playing, though.
Yep.
If,
okay. I went for Ratchet and Clank because I haven't played it, and
has it got trophies?
I don't know, to be honest. I was told it had, but then a few people said it hasn't, so I need to have a look at some point. But I'm not too fussed. I mean, I only really got it to sort of the boy liked the other Ratchet and Clank, so he'll probably play through that. If anything, and the other one was Dead Nation. I got because the game I had was acquired, not owned by me. So now I own my own copy. Because Infamous, I've played through Platinums, Little Big Planet, played through them Platinums, and what was the other one?
Wipeout.
I've got so that's why I went for them too. But then saying that, I've with the other accounts, so I ended up downloading them all anyway, so. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I haven't started up Ratchet and Clank yet. I think it's actually still downloading, because I didn't.
Now, I was told that Ratchet and Clank is a really, really short game, and it's only like 3 hours odd gameplay.
Yeah, because it was a PSN game.
And it's more like an add-on than an actual full game.
Yeah, it's because they released it on the PSN. As opposed to retail. So it was always going to be a short one, I think.
Right.
It's still like the full 3D graphics like the other ones were, but it's just probably just a short story, I would have thought. But, we'll see. I'll try it. Anyway, store updates this week. We've had two already so far. Obviously the main one when it came back up, and we had one today. I don't know if you guys have had a look.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And then they're saying there's going to be three, so I don't know if they're going to do another one. Mind you, this one, I suppose this one counts as this week, doesn't it? So we've only had one this week and one last week. I don't know. Anyway, we've had two updates since the store coming back up online. Let's work through the bigger one that came up. There was some trial and unlocks. There was Horde. Did you try that, Bod?
No, I did.
Horde. I've heard this mentioned a few times, but I still haven't looked at it. What is it about?
It basically involves you playing a dragon.
Okay.
And you can play against other dragons. And there's towns. There's like a map with towns, and there's like carts and soldiers that walk towards these towns, and these towns get bigger. But your job is to destroy them as a dragon with your fire breath. And then when you destroy them, they turn to gold. You pick up the gold, and then you take it back to your little base or hoard, I think is where you keep it.
So you're hoarding stuff. See.
Basically, yes. You can also, there's like little carriages. If you destroy the carriage, you can then pick up a princess. And you take the princess back to your little base. And if you then leave her there long enough, you'll then collect ransom on the princess. Mm. And you fight other dragons. There's other, you can have multiplayer with other dragons all trying to get... There's several different game modes. The only one I played but involved getting as much gold as you could.
Okay. The other game for trial and unlock was Outland. And did you try that one?
Yep.
I tried this one as well.
Right. Well, this one I would describe as kind of a cross between the old Prince of Persia 2D side-scrolling, sort of mixed with Limbo.
Yeah, see, I was going to say Trine, but...
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's because it's got that nice graphical environment. But, yeah, like you say, you're...
Yeah, that sort of dark style, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, 2D platforming. It wasn't too bad, actually. I thought it was quite good.
Yeah, I get quite bored with side-scrolling platformers after a while. I just think... like the technology's moved on. I just don't really have time for side-scrolling games anymore. Yeah, but from what I saw, it was, you know, if you like side-scrolling games, then you'd probably something to enjoy this.
So Slugger, you liked Trine, didn't you?
Trine was awesome. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
game.
So this is, I say graphically, it looks the same sort of. The background-wise is nice.
I think there's a two-player co-op as well, I think.
Yeah, they do a co-op.
Did I read that? I only played it on my own. But
yeah. But this also, I suppose it's 2D platform, but also sort of a hack and slash, I suppose, as well. With the creatures.
Is it a 2D or is it like a 2.5D? Because, I mean, Trine's like a 2.5D, isn't it? It's 2D, but it's kind of not quite 3D.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't change... levels, like, you know, like Little Big Planet. You can't go further in the background or closer to the screen. It is flat regards to that, but the background makes it look sort of a bit more, I don't know, just detailed. I suppose it is just 2D, to be honest. There's no...
It is just 2D. Yeah.
But the background is just... Well, it's just the graphics. Graphically, it's just nice. So I suppose what we always end up saying about Trine, it's just a nice-looking game. And this is a nice-looking game. But it's $7.99. Which I suppose ain't too bad, actually. It could have been worse.
I'll check it out. I just realised what a mistake I just made, because I talked about Burnout Paradise as being one of the games. It wasn't one of the five games, was it? It was...
PlayStation Plus, yeah,
right? PlayStation Plus, because there was loads of PlayStation Plus content this week, so... But, yeah, I'll come back to that in a bit.
Okay. And some full PS3 games. Armageddon Riders, that came out. Under Siege. Space Ace. Space Ace. Is that an old, like, Amiga game? Space Ace.
It does sort of ring a bell, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay. Streets of Rage 2, Puzzle Agent, and EA Sports MMA. They offer some full PS3 games. And we had some demos. I think some of these come out before. See, Virtua Tennis 4, we had that before the store went down, didn't we? Okay. The Fight. Haven't we had that before as well?
Oh, that's quite old, though, isn't it? Isn't that the Move one? The Move.
That's what I thought.
One,
yeah, that's what I thought it was. But maybe they didn't have a demo before. I don't know.
Well, they did. They did bring out a demo for like Modern Warfare 2, like 6 months after it was released, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I suppose. Lego Parts of the Caribbean video game. I don't remember seeing that actually. Was that there?
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, it was there, but I decided not to play it.
Okay. No More Heroes. Heroes Paradise. Did you try that?
I did, yeah.
Oh dear. Was it bad?
It wasn't good.
Okay.
This is kind of a 3D beat-em-up. Hmm. It's move compatible, and you're basically this... I want to call him a cool dude, but he was really a tit. He was quite annoying.
Slugger.
He thought he was really cool, but he really wasn't. He was an idiot.
Are you talking about me?
yes, we're talking about you.
Bastard.
But the story is that he wants to be the best assassin in the world, and in order to become the best assassin, he's like the 10th best assassin or the 11th. So he's got to kill the ten assassins who are better than him to become number one. No, I didn't use the move. I just used the regular controller. But you've basically got like a kind of lightsaber thing that you can swing about and hit the bad guys with. The trouble is, the graphics look really old. I assume it's meant to be like that. It's meant to be kind of a throwback.
Is it Japanese style?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But it looks like one of these old games you'd get in the arcades. So graphically, it don't look that great. The hero's kind of annoying. And your lightsaber, as you're using it, you lose power. So you've got to charge it back up again, which involves holding down like L2 or something and shaking the controller, which got quite annoying as well. So.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, one for the kids, they'd probably enjoy it, although it is, like, quite violent.
yeah, it's an 18.
Okay, so one for the one for the adults who haven't learnt to grow up.
Okay, excellent. There was some two bigger demos. There was the demo for Red Faction Armageddon. Did you try that one?
I did.
I've got this downloaded. I do want to try it. What did you think?
I thought it was alright.
Did you play the Did you play Guerrilla?
I don't think so.
Okay.
In typical Red Faction fashion, a lot of it's very destructible.
Yep.
And there's walls that fall down and. But you get like this little, you have this little tool on your arm that you can use to, because basically, if you're walking across a bridge, if you're shooting at bad guys in front of you, you can destroy the bridge, and then you're like, well, how the hell am I supposed to get across now? But you've got this tool you can use. You hold down L2, I think it is, and it lights up, and it basically rebuilds the walkway, Ooh. Which I thought was quite an interesting idea.
Yeah, I didn't have that in the first one, so. Quite interesting, yeah.
And some of the guns are quite interesting as well. They've gone quite OTT on some of the guns. my particular favourite was the black. I don't think it was called the black hole gun, but that was basically what it was. You'd fire against a wall, and it would create a black hole, suck all the bad guys into it, and then blow up. Hmm. Which was quite entertaining.
I just remembered you did play the Guerrilla. Not the single player.
Oh, this was the one where you had to destroy all the
Yeah, they had like competitions to see you can destroy, get the most points out of destroying the buildings. Which was like the party mode. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know how to just compare it really.
Yeah, so you didn't play the single player of that though, which was it was an open world game. The single player, so quite different to the party game we were playing. So is this one still open world from what you can gather, or
I don't know. I mean, the bit I played, it certainly wasn't. You were underground.
Right.
There was only one way you could go. Whether the rest of the game is or not, I have no idea.
Okay. And it's still third person?
Yeah, third person. It had some interesting ideas in it. I think it might be worth at least a rental.
Okay. Interesting. And the other demo was Infamous 2. Did you play that one?
I did indeed.
Okay. Now, did you play the
did
first
one? Did you play the first? Yeah, that was the question I was going to ask. Did you play the first one?
Yeah, I played the first one. I played it once. I borrowed it off Murray. And I enjoyed it enough to play through it the once. But in order to platinum it, you'd have to play through it twice. Because you make good or bad decisions.
Yeah.
And
he didn't like it enough.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it enough to play it through the once, but after that, I decided I didn't really want to play it through again. Mm. And this one felt pretty similar. I mean, the controls are much the same. I think Cole was a little bit faster, a little bit more acrobatic. But I mean, it's mostly the same game as far as I could tell. He's got a few extra moves.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
And again, I thought it was okay. I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I reckon I may rent it.
Right. Okay. So I downloaded the demo as well and tried it. The first thing I noticed is because I went from L.A. Noire to playing that demo, and it seemed really fast compared to L.A. Noire. Yeah. I mean, I think, like you said, it controls much the same. The graphically, I think it is better than the first game.
Yeah, it looks better.
Yeah, I think they've tightened up the graphics a bit more. Some of the sort of the electric effects and stuff like that look really nice. Some of the enemies you're fighting against, they've changed completely from the first one, I think, because they're more of sort of brutes in the first one. This one seems to have a bit more bigger. Did you play for the whole of the demo, Bod?
Yeah.
So did you fight against that big? Yeah. So I've got a feeling they're going to be sort of more things like this in that game, where you're going up against the bigger bosses. Which is fine with me. I was pleased with it.
One thing I was interested in, I don't know if it came across in the demo. In the first one, you kind of got to the end of a section and you'd be given a good or a bad choice, and it was clear what a good choice was and what a bad choice was. They said that in Infamous 2 they were going to make it a bit more kind of involved as to how you become good or bad. Did you see anything about that at all?
There wasn't really anything in the demo to show you that.
At
a certain point in the demo, he switched from being good to being evil. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I think basically it's them to show that you start off on the good side, and then they show you the bad side.
And when you're good, your electric powers are all blue, but when you're evil, your electric powers are all red.
Yeah.
But as for any sort of decision making involved in the good or bad choices, they didn't show any of that in the demo.
No. I mean, I don't think... I was happy with the demo, because I've pre-ordered the game, and yeah, it was good. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe it just... I felt it probably could have showed a bit more, maybe. The only thing I did get it from it is that you still got to collect shards. There seems to be these new street entertainers. Did you see them?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand what the point of that was. I noticed this one of these guys that pretends to be a statue.
Yeah,
and I accidentally beat him up, and then he started attacking me. So I kicked the shit out of him, and then it said one street entertainer silenced. I'm not quite sure what that was all about.
So I beat him up when I was evil, and like say, you get that one street entertainer silenced. But then they also beat one up while I was good, and it made it seem like I'd done a wrong choice of beating him up. So I don't know if you can do something as opposed to beating him up. Can you, I don't know, give him money or something? I don't know, but...
Yeah, I did come across another one who actually appeared on the mini-map, and it was a little guy playing the bongos, but I left him alone. So I'm wondering if this is what it means about being good or bad. It was like with the first one, it was only those decisions you made that made you good or bad, didn't it? Yeah. But with this one, I did notice that at one point I found I had one of these special moves, and I wanted to test it out, so I used it. And created this massive sort of whirlwind, but oh, sucked yeah, up a load of innocent people, and then the innocent people started attacking me. So maybe if you accidentally hit, you know, innocent civilians, that will turn you bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I will say actually that the melee attacks in this one seem better than the first one. So you got your stick fighting now because you know he carries around that electric stick, whatever it's called. That's good for up close fighting, but also they've added the combat itself. I don't know if you noticed it, but like if after you've done a couple of hits, you could press the triangle button.
Yeah,
and it was like a finish, I suppose, like a finish move, and it would slow down, and you'd sort of do a power attack, I suppose, is the best way of describing it, and it would finish off that person. Which I say that it looked nice. It was a nice little addition to it. But no, I don't know if you've got any more questions, Mr. Slugger.
No.
No.
Okay. I don't know too much about it. I've purposely not downloaded the demo because I want to get it and I want to play it. And I enjoyed the first one and I think it's going to be as good as the first one. I was a little bit annoyed about the voice. I was a little bit annoyed about the look of Cole because he's a character that I grew to like in the first one, and even the commentary that voice sounded different. Was that a different voice as well from the first one?
I mean, it's been a while since I played the first one, but I didn't recognise his voice, so yeah.
I mean, I hope I still enjoy it. I hope I enjoy it, and I'm pretty sure I will do so. That should keep me entertained next weekend.
Excellent. Okay, and as I mentioned, there was a store update today as well. Not adding too much, but there was a full game, Split Second Velocity, and a shed load of DLC for the likes of Dead Space 2, Crisis 2, Green Lantern, Dirt 3, Red Faction, Armageddon, even though that's not out yet, is it? When did Red Faction Armageddon come out? It's not, is it?
Well, it was in the new releases list that I was reading earlier. So.
Was it?
Yeah, it should be out Friday,
I guess,
shouldn't it?
It must be out on Friday.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this Friday. Sorry, I mostly fell asleep.
Oh, right, you weren't paying attention, no, I see.
Yeah, exactly. But that was pretty much it for the other. I didn't see there was any demos this week, is that right?
What, today?
Yeah, in today's update.
Yeah, I didn't download any more today. No.
Okay. Although they did have
a lot of PlayStation Plus content. An awful lot of PlayStation Plus, because there was 2 months in effect. Because they've put the 2 months worth up and given non-subscribers 30 days for free as part of the welcome back, and PlayStation Plus existing subscribers 70 days free.
Yeah, funny enough, all my friends on my friends list have got plus signs, actually.
I've noticed a couple of people that haven't.
Yeah.
I noticed Arctic Fox didn't.
That's true,
well,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say when it expires, they just say you get 30 days from when you activate it. So maybe people are waiting for a good game to come out before activating it.
But didn't they say you have to activate it now?
Nope.
I think after a while they won't let you. I'm sure there was something.
I don't know. That I didn't see the expiry date. They just said that from what I saw, it said it would. I didn't pay too much attention because it doesn't affect me. But I'm fairly sure it said that it was active for 30 days from when you activated it.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm sure they will have a cut-off date from when you can activate.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure, but I didn't see that. I don't know when that is.
So I wouldn't leave it too long if you haven't activated it and you still want it. I know you already subscribe. Didn't. You've taken the 30 days, yeah?
Yes.
So are you going to continue after the 30 days, or are you just going to have the 30 days and stop?
Do you know what? I've activated it, but I haven't actually made any use of the Plus at all yet. I've had a look, but I should just download them because they're there, but... Hey?
Yeah, I've used mine heavily because I've actually uploaded all my saves onto the cloud now and did a big backup last night because I reached the capacity of my hard drive. So I've got to upgrade my hard drive in my PlayStation this week. So I've used that, and I downloaded a shed load of games. So, I mean, we got Burnout Paradise. What else did I get this week? Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah.
I made a decision that I've activated the 30 days. I'm not going to have any. I'm not going to continue it after the 30 days because I don't really think I'd get enough out of it. I understand people that do get enough out of it, but I wouldn't. So I decided I'm only going to have the 30 days. I'll download any free like themes or avatars. I'm not going to download free games because after the 30 days you can't play them anymore. But I'm also not interested in Streets of Rage anyway. As I said, side-scrolling beat-em-ups, they're a thing of the past for me. I just don't have time for them.
Streets of Rage is awesome.
But like I said, once the 30 days runs out.
Yep.
And I've got a fat 80 gig, and I'm already running quite low on space anyway. I don't really feel the need to update my hard to get a bigger hard drive. So I'm not going to be downloading a load of stuff. So what they say is the free games you can't play once your subscription runs out. Yeah.
Yep.
But anything where they give you money off, you can still play after it runs out, yes?
Yep.
That's correct. And also, the avatars and things are free. You get to keep those. It's just the games will stop working after. You'll notice when you download them, if you go in your games list and then click on info, it will tell you that it starts and expires, and the expiry date will be your PlayStation Plus subscription. And if you extend your PlayStation Plus subscription, that date will continue until your next PlayStation Plus subscription. So all of the games, my PlayStation Plus games, say that they expire on June the 28th, but they now say August the 28th because of the 2 months free, and then they're going to add another 10 days onto it at some point over the next few days. They will go.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, the only free games I'm not going to bother with, but I'd read that Beyond Good and Evil was going to be coming out in HD, and that was just going to give you money off. So I was thinking I'd probably get that, but it's not out yet, and I don't know when it is out.
Yeah, I don't think I've...
Because I really enjoyed that game. I had it on the GameCube, and it was a really good game, so I'd quite like to play that again, but it hasn't shown up yet.
I'll keep an eye out. But I haven't heard anything, so... Right, okay. Are we done with the PSN store? I'm talking quite a bit already, so we should fly through what we've been playing.
What have we been playing?
Okay, so, Bod, what have you been playing?
Right, well, apart from the aforementioned demos... and I mentioned Dead Nation and my other free game Wipeout.
Yep.
So I won't go any more into them. I played a bit of Dungeon Hunter with Murray.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question for you, Bod.
Oh, yeah.
There was 140-odd meg update for it?
Yes.
Has that done anything visible that you can see?
Not that I noticed.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's I mean, was the chat function working okay?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take me that long to download it. Although it was 140 megabytes, it only took me about 7 minutes to download.
Okay. I just want to point out that PlayStation Plus did it for me automatically overnight.
What? Working?
I know. I think it is. It's sort of working. But I mean, did you use the chat in Dungeon Hunter? Okay. Bod.
The what? Sorry.
Was you using voice chat?
Well, unfortunately, Murray lost his headset, so we had to do it over Skype.
Oh, okay. So we don't know if that's working yet or not.
That's working for
now. No, but it worked fine for English, but you couldn't talk to Americans when you were playing with them, could you?
No.
But yeah, I'd have no idea.
Yeah, the shit fuel one.
Yeah, Murray's English anyway, so it wouldn't have made any difference.
Okay.
So Murray's quite some way ahead of me in terms of his level. So I basically let him do all the work and I leveled up very quickly.
Fair enough.
But I couldn't continue with the story because he, as I said, he was so far ahead of me. Of course I have been playing L.A. Noire. And something you actually didn't mention in the store was the L.A. Noire DLC.
That's true, actually. I didn't see it on the list, actually, but yeah.
Now, they talked about this... I think they were confused... They talked about it on TPIS the other day, but I think they were a bit confused about what it was. Basically, there's a Rockstar Pass.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I've listened to that show today, and I thought they were a bit confused about the subscription thing.
Yeah, they thought it was a subscription. It isn't a subscription. It's basically a one-off payment for all the L.A. Noire DLC.
Yep.
And I also believe it's at a slightly cheaper price for the first week. I paid for that. It's £7.19 at the moment. And that gets you the two extra cases that are currently available. And I believe it will include... more as they release it.
Yep.
For a one-off
payment.
I'm
a bit pissed off with this, Bod. Because
okay.
If you pre-ordered, you got one of the cases for free, which you can buy individually for £3.19, right?
Yeah, only if you pre-ordered with Play or Game, I believe.
Yeah, so if you pre-ordered, you got that extra as your pre-order bonus, okay? This was a bonus. Yeah. Now, there's four cases that you get as part of this Rockstar Pass, which is £3.19 times by four, which is, what, £12.76 off the top of my head. You're impressed, aren't you? But that is actually... It works out cheaper to buy the Rockstar Pass. In effect, you get that for free. So everybody with the pre-order bonus basically got nothing for pre-ordering if you're going to buy that.
Well, you just got it early, I suppose, wasn't it?
Well, yeah,
yes,
but the Rockstar...
That
yeah,
is basically
there was,
the case.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose a couple of weeks early.
But I purchased Rockstar Pass.
You did?
Yeah. I thought it was... Because I got nothing with my copy. No pre-order bonus or anything. So that, to me, was really good. It was £7.19. I got all the pre-order bonus stuff. Plus, you get all the suits and guns in that as well, don't you?
Yeah,
And then like
yeah, sort of, it is good value.
It is good value, and then you've got the future ones coming out next or this month now, isn't it? I suppose.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was a good deal, so I got that straight away. I will say actually, while I'm thinking about it, I didn't put my credit card details back into PSN. I purchased a PSN card.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
Yeah. Sorry. Carry on.
I actually had a few problems with it myself because I paid for it in the store, and then in the description it said, "Oh, you can access it via the game." So then I went back to the game, and on the main menu you press square, and it sort of takes you to a section of basically what's in the store. The first two times it crashed. and I had to reload it. And then after a while, it stopped crashing, but it said to loading catalog, and it would just load and load and load and not do anything after that. So again, I couldn't do anything with it, so I had to quit the game again. And I messaged Rockstar on Twitter, and they said, check out our forums or contact our help desk, basically. So I looked at their forums, and people were saying that if you then go back to the store after you've paid for the pass, if you go back to the store, it's all there, listed as free. So I went back there, and yeah. I then had to download them all separately. They were all free after I'd paid for the... Or, I'd say free. After paying for the Rockstar Pass.
Right.
But because of those issues I had, I've been unable to play any of the DLC so far.
Yeah, I haven't played any yet, because I'm still doing, obviously, the main one. But, I mean, I didn't have any issues. I went to the store, I bought the pass, and I'd say as I activated the pass, all the DLC then just come up shown as free in the store. So I could just download them.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
Pro tip with the DLC, the one that I got with the pack, which was the
badge one, was it?
No, the badge one is just literally badges dotted around the place that gives you extra XP.
Okay.
Towards your detective rating. So it just activates some shields on the map, which are, you know, you can collect them all. But the actual one DLC case that I had, although it was in Vice Squad, it didn't relate to the rest. It did relate to the rest of the story, but there was no spoilers in there, so it didn't actually affect anything that you was doing.
Oh, okay.
But it did actually slot into the story. It was almost as if they made the game to start with and made 25, 26 cases or whatever and said, okay, we can take this one out and use it as DLC. We can take this one out and use it as DLC and not affect the storyline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was quite good. But the case length were exactly the same as the other one, the one that I played. Yeah, it was good. I think I'll probably do what Bod's done and yourself has done and get the pass for the extra three cases.
I think it's worth it. And while it's cheap at the moment, it's $7.19 at the moment, but I think it is due to go back up.
Where did you get your PSN card from?
Shop2.
So that was 22 quid for a £25 code, was it? Something like that.
And the code sent straight to you.
We give a shout out to at PosterBargain on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
They put some really good deals up. They've actually got a link for an actual physical card delivered in the post. It's a £25 PSN card delivered for £20.99.
I could see that one today, yes.
Yeah, so if you want to buy some PSN cards, check out at PosterBargain on Twitter and stick that in the show notes zone, will you?
Yep, I will do. Okay. How are you doing on that end? You've done the main story.
100%? Yeah, I'd completed the story. I've got 100% now. After going... I decided to do all the cars first.
Okay.
I didn't have too much trouble until I was down to two cars left to find.
Yeah.
And there was one car in particular. I even remember the name of it because it really, really wound me up. And it was called Willy's Overland.
Okay.
And I just could not find it anywhere. I'd looked online for several guides, several places. I had a picture of it, so I knew what it looked like. And I had a couple of things saying where people had found it. So I kept going to these places, and I just could not find it. And I was convinced this car didn't exist. And I probably spent a good 2-3 hours driving around trying to find this car. And I was getting very frustrated. So that was very annoying.
I've got that car, Bod, and I wasn't even looking for it. I remember it because it was called Willy's, and I thought it was funny because it was like the Willy's Jeep.
Yeah, well, I found it eventually, so I've got all the cars. I found a video walkthrough on YouTube to find all the gold film reels.
Yep.
So that didn't take me too long. That was easy enough.
Okay.
And now I am going through the cases again to get 5 stars on each one.
Do you know what? I'm doing shit. These last few cases, I'm getting like 1 stars.
I found that when I was actually playing through it, I looked back through at the end and I thought, throughout the whole game, I didn't do 1 5-star case playing through it normally. I was getting 3s and 4s on average, but then I went through a spate of getting 1s and 2s.
Yeah.
So I've pretty much got to play through the whole entire game again with a guide to get 5 stars, and I don't know if I want to do that. That's the only thing that's putting me off going for the platinum.
It doesn't take too long, actually.
Well, it does, because you can't skip the cutscenes, can you?
You can't skip the cutscenes. But I went back and I've done the first 2 5-stars, and they didn't take too long because you don't have to go and speak to everyone. So the guide I had, it takes you just who you need to what you need to pick up and who you need to speak to. That was it. So I followed that and I got 5 stars at the end. So it was a lot quicker the second time round.
Yeah, I don't know if I obviously spent, I think my game time on it, to show you sort of how thorough I was when I was playing it, I think I did about 23 hours game time to complete the game, going through it, just playing it by myself. You know, I was checking out everything. I'd pick up every little cup and every match book on the floor and everything. And Ickle Fatman in the chat says you can skip the driving parts by getting your partner to drive. And I did that. I went through one case afterwards. But I wasn't finding it fun to do. And it was, I had that problem where I'm on the verge of, do I do it for trophies and not enjoy it by playing, or should I just not bother doing it? And I can't make my mind up.
Well, the thing is, I think it's an easy platinum.
Yeah, it is a very easy platinum. And I found that when I was playing through a case the first time, because I wasn't using a walkthrough or anything, so I was doing it all trying to, you know, work it out myself. Some cases I just completely ballsed up. And there was one where I had like 2 or 3 suspects. And I was interviewing, and I'm sure I had enough evidence to convict one, so I accused him of the crime, and then the captain had a go at me for accusing the wrong person. So I think playing through it again, finding all the evidence and getting all the clues, because I'm using a walkthrough to make it a bit easier. When you have all the evidence and all the clues, it's a bit more satisfying. You get a more satisfying conclusion to some of the cases.
Yeah, I think so.
It's funny you mentioned that, Bod, because I think I know the case that you mean. I had two. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. I had 2 criminals, two suspects, I should say, in the police station. And I went into the first cell and I asked some questions. And I thought, and it said, do you want to charge suspect or not? And I thought, well, no, because I want to speak to the other one first. I went and spoke to the next suspect. And the last question I asked him was something along the lines of, did you do it? Did you kill him? To which I said, did you kill him? And he said, no, I didn't kill him. Of course I didn't. And I used a or remove an answer, I think. And the long and short of it was, I got the question wrong, which basically implied that he did do it. So I then charged him, and it said, you've got the wrong guy. And I thought, well, where was the logic in that? Because I'd asked him if he'd done it. He said no. I said, I think I said truth, and it said no, it was a lie, which meant that he must have done it.
Hmm.
If that makes sense. So I was a bit annoyed at that.
Yeah, but I guess you didn't have the evidence to back it up.
Well, no, but it said that I'd got the wrong guy. The captain came down and said, you got the wrong guy. I'm off for a pint of Guinness.
Okay. So how close are you to platinum, Bod?
Let me see. I've got a 5-star all the cases. There was one hidden one I missed, but I know what to do. That's involved in questioning one of the suspects. Well, I think that might be the only two. No, I've got to kill a bad guy with each type of gun.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about that. Is that easy to do?
There aren't that many guns in it, so it shouldn't be that difficult.
I'd done it because you have the shotgun, you've got like a Tommy gun, you've got a pistol, and then you, towards the end you get a flamethrower. And I couldn't think of any other guns that you get.
Although, like
an assault rifle, wasn't there as well?
Yeah, there are several different types of some of the guns, though. Some of the pistols, there are more than one type. And the same with the shotgun and the machine gun, I believe. Basically, if you kill a bad guy and he drops a gun, pick up his gun and use it to kill another bad guy. Would be my suggestion to you.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Go on.
Yeah, well, that's all I played this week. I want to mention a game that I actually bought yesterday. I went up to Maidstone with a friend and found myself in a CEX store.
Oh, yeah. Computer Exchange.
I was just looking. I didn't know what it stood for. But I was looking through
the
shelves.
Hold on, stop, Bod. You went to Maidstone with a friend. A male friend, was it? And you went to a sex store.
Okay. It was Maidstone. It wasn't Brighton. Okay.
I said Maidstone, but you went with a male friend.
A male friend and his girlfriend. It was a threesome.
Oh yeah.
Into a sex store.
CEX.
Sex.
Yes, and I bought an anal intruder. All right.
So, carry on.
Although that would possibly some may argue that would be more entertaining. Anyway, I found a game. It was £5. I remember playing the demo for it. Probably one of the first demos I played on the PlayStation. I have a feeling this game's so old it doesn't have any trophies.
Okay.
But I bought The Bourne Conspiracy. I haven't played it yet.
Now, I think I played through that on the 360. And I've got all the achievements on it. Yeah, I don't think it's got trophies.
Right. Was it bad or was it okay?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, okay.
You'll enjoy it. For about 2 minutes.
Cool. Sweet.
£5? Bargain.
Indeed.
I see HMV has still got Truth or Lies for £2.
Yeah, I saw that the other day as well.
Let's pick it up.
But I wasn't going to buy that. No.
Fair enough. Are you done?
Yes.
Good. Mr. Slugger, what have you been playing?
Well, just picking up on what Bod said, I found myself at a
sex shop.
At our local fair. Oh. No, it wasn't the sex shop. It was like our local village fair yesterday. You know, it's a big event for the village. All the six-toed people, and you know, they all come out for the day. And over the back end of the fair, they had like a car boot sale. And I saw some PlayStation 3 games there, so I was in there like swimwear, rooting through. And I got James Bond Quantum of Solace.
Oh, yeah.
I paid £1 for it.
Bargain.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah. I also picked up...
Oh, dear.
A game that is dear to all of us, that I have previously owned, and I've bought it purposefully to use as a competition prize on the show. And I shall keep that quiet for now. But I also picked that up cheap as well.
Excellent.
So yeah, like Bod, I've played some more L.A. Noire. I completed L.A. Noire. After completing it, I did the DLC. Did the free one that I got with the pre-order bonus. And then I did a lot of driving around like a madman, just trying to kill people and do some crazy stuff. And that was great fun. Like I said, I might just put it to one side for a bit. I just don't know if I can bring myself to go through and five-star them all. I'm not bothered about the gold film reels. Yeah, I can do that with a guide. Even getting the cars, I don't mind doing that, because at least I'm driving around, doing something. But for me, it would be... Going for the five stars would almost be like watching a movie that I'd already watched, and I very seldom watch a movie twice, unless it's a handful of films like The Goonies or Groundhog Day or certain films that I just seem to be able to watch over and over and over again. So I've put that to one side, and I played some Little Big Planet, but the game that I've put a lot of time, well, I say a lot of time into, I played it quite a bit, is Burnout Paradise, which I've never played before. And that is a fantastic game. What a great game that is. Now, have you... I know you've played it, Zonal. Have you played it, Bod?
A little bit, yeah.
I think it's a bloody great game. Like a big open world driving game, kind of arcadey in its control. You start off with a junk car, and you can fix it up at the repair shop, and at every intersection you can do either a race, you know, you can select whichever one you want, you can select a race or the marked man where you've got to get from point A to B, and you've got bad guys smashing into your car and you've got to get there in one piece, or you've got to take people out by ramming them into the side of the road. There's quite a lot in the game. It's good fun. I've played that a fair bit. I know you can play that online.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to buy some sort of online pass to play it online. Is that right or not?
I don't know. I thought this was before all the pass stuff.
Okay, because I thought there was some sort of option to do a party, and I tried doing a party, and it said no, you've got to get a pass.
Oh.
But I didn't look at it too much. But I got the impression that you can literally go online and drive round just with your friends online.
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
As in sort of Gran Turismo, and then set up races and things.
Yeah, you can then challenge each other or set up like races and that, yeah.
That is a fun game.
Yeah.
That is a really fun game. It's really quick. You get a really good sense of speed and the jumps and the flips and the...
Drifting as well is good on that.
You know. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to play some more of that.
Okay.
That aside, I've played a lot of other games on various other platforms this week, which I won't delve into.
Okay.
The only notice, just one brief thing. I actually found myself on a school night. No, it was at the weekend actually, playing Trials HD on the 360 till 5 a.m. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
That game is so addictive. And that reminds me, the word addictive, I'm getting really annoyed with hearing people talking about addicting. That game is so addicting. It's not addicting, it's addictive. No such word. Does that annoy you?
Yeah, it's getting quite addicting.
Annoying. Yeah.
I'm finding it quite pissive.
Pissive? Right. So, are you done?
Yes. So, that's about it for me. Yeah. Loads of iPhone games. Yeah, that's about it for me, I think.
Excellent. Okay. I'll fly through what I've been... Infamous 2, we talked about. Outland demo, talked about. L.A. Noire, I'm nearing the end of it. I've got two or three cases to go, I think. Yeah, still really enjoying it. I've got all the gold reels. I'm trying to think what else I've done. Got all the secret cars. I've got about 79 of the 95 cars. But yeah, I'm getting there with that. Still enjoying it. I played...
Which coast did you say you're up to, Bob? Zonal?
I didn't say, but I'm... what's the case called? I can't say without
you
giving
arson.
It away.
Have you
got to the point where it takes a slight detour?
Yes.
Right. Oh, okay, then you're within the last three chapters then, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, yeah, still really liking it. And one of the other games, when PSN came back up, I finally got to put in my VIP passcode for Dirt 3. So I've now managed to play that online. They've got some good modes for their multiplayer online. Quite genius, I would have said. They've got, for example, they've got one mode called Infected. And basically, you'll have 6 to 8 of you in a match, and one of you will start off as an infected, like you start off, you're all green, basically, and while the other cars are just got their normal colours. And the idea is to spread the infection, so you crash into the other car, they will get infected, and then they can go off and start infecting other cars, and the game ends when everyone's infected, or till the time runs down. But that's just a real fun little sort of party game where you're just trying to get each other. Much the same, you've got Cat and Mouse, where one of them, you're chasing after each other, basically. That's one of the other ones. They got a points-driven one where you have to go and collect the flag and bring it back to a certain point, but the other cars can crash into you to steal the flag. And also another points one where you can knock down robots, like cardboard cutout robots, and you knock them down to get points, and whoever's got the most points at the end wins. They've done some really good online modes, I think. They're really good. I need to play some more of them, but they're good. And the other game I played, which is a demo, which wasn't out on the store, but I managed to get a code for, Duke Nukem Forever. I played the demo of that game.
So what's the verdict?
It's... and I said this in my tweet, it's not bad.
And somebody else, I believe, tweeted, there's a big difference between saying it's not bad as opposed to saying it's good.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's okay. It's definitely not one I'm going to buy. It's definitely just going to be one I'm going to rent. I mean, it's funny. Don't get wrong. As you start out, you basically start the demo with you standing over a urinal, and the first thing you have to do is press R1 to start pissing into the urinal. And then he's got his normal comments. If you finish having a piss and you go away and you come back too soon. He says like the normal comments of like, this isn't a pissing game. The normal thing that you expect from Duke, but they added some nice little things. I think the idea is that I think there's two levels to the demo. The first one is to show you the interacting with the environments, just like playing around with everything, because it's much the same. It's got comments for everything you do. There's one area in the first level was a. There's a couple of blokes standing by a whiteboard, and they've done some tactical ideas or plans of attacking a big boss. They've got like arrows pointing towards a boss and attack from here sort of thing. But you can interact with that whiteboard, and you can draw on it, or you can wipe it off and stuff like that. So I just started doodling on them over their pictures and wiping some of it off. And as you walk away, the bloke sort of looks at it and goes, "That's I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's really cool." Because I just sat trying to make out that Duke's the man, no matter what. The game basically makes fun out of itself, really. It takes the piss out of itself. Towards the end of the demo, it finishes with Duke playing the demo you just done. So it zooms out of the TV screen and you're sitting there in a chair and you've got two twins kneeling on the floor by your... basically going down on you. And when they finish, they ask Duke if the game's good, and he says, well, it's taken 12 fucking years, so it better be good. So it sort of takes a piss out of itself. It was funny. The game, the shoot mechanics are good. They work. But, yeah, it's okay.
But is the humour just to cover the fact that it's not a great game?
I think, yeah. I think...
Can the humour make up for it not being a great game?
It's... No, I don't think it can, to be honest. I think it's going to be fun for the first... first couple of levels. But after you've been to the urinal a few times and heard what he's got to say, you ain't going to do that again. And there could be certain things you just won't do ever again. Because it was just going to get boring. I said, again, the bosses, the enemy's fine, and in the demo you do fight against one of the big bosses. And the way of finishing the bosses are quite funny. He does them in hilarious ways. The first boss you're fighting is a Cyclops. He's got his one eye, and when you kill him, he falls to the floor, his eye falls out, and then you press R1 to do a field goal kick with his eyeball. So they've got things like that. I mean, but it's, yeah, there's a lot of humour, which will be quite funny, which is why I want to rent it to see how fun it is, but it's, yeah, it's not a serious first-person shooter, it's just a humorous first-person shooter, I suppose.
So you think that the novelty will probably wear off after a while?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's my... Yeah, I would have said so. Definitely not a purchase, I don't think. I mean, for those who played the original one, you'll get the humour and you know what humour to expect. That is pretty much the humour you're going to get in this game, so... Anyway... But that is it. That is all I played this week. Which means we can actually move on before
Slugger wakes up.
Before he wakes up.
I'm here. I just don't have a lot to say.
No, that's fine.
For once.
Well, there's a first for everything.
like I said earlier, I'm trying to keep my voice. I'm trying to save my voice a little bit because I'm still feeling rough from Friday night, and my vocal cords...
What are you saving your voice for, exactly?
For work tomorrow.
Fuck that.
I have to train two people tomorrow, so I'm going to be talking non-stop all day. And my voice is going, so I'm trying to save it a little bit.
Right, okay. Let's fly through the rest of this then. So, some gaming news... Okay, so gaming news. We've had some more information on the Call of Duty Elite. Are you all going for this? Subscription to Call of Duty?
Hell no.
Okay. For those who haven't heard, I'm sure most of you have, but it's not going to change. The game will still be free to play. This is just an add-on stuff to give you more detailed into your stats and leaderboards, etc. It's not for me personally, but for the hardcore Call of Duty fans out there, it may be something they want to look into, but nah, not for me.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like there's that much content there to warrant paying.
No, I don't think so either. As it just seems to be stat tracking at the moment, which a few companies do for free anyway, so it does seem a bit silly. Well,
Bad Company 2 had that from day one, didn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what your extra you're getting for your money. I just can't... I can't see the value in it. I keep telling myself not to buy Modern Warfare 3, but I know that I'm going to get caught up in the hype. I can see me getting it and playing it, And I've just seen some footage from the streaming from the E3 Microsoft earlier Microsoft press conference earlier on. They were showing some footage there, and it looks very similar to what we've seen before. There's no real advances there. You know, they just showed you like a big old cutscene and a little bit of action. You know, there's a few extra bits and pieces in there, like you can have dual, you can have scopes that you can change on the fly. But overall, I'm not seeing much advancement. Yeah, I know I'm going to get wrapped up and buy it day one. I can't stop myself. I don't want to, though. I don't want to buy it. I don't want to support Activision in this product that I just have lost so much faith with over Black Ops. But yeah, I know I'm going to buy it.
See, I couldn't get into Battlefield 2, but I really want to try and get into Battlefield 3, because I think if I can get into Battlefield 3, it will stop me from buying Modern Warfare 3, because I don't want to buy Modern Warfare 3. I really object to them bringing out three or four maps for bloody £12 after the game been out, and you're almost forced into buying it, because everyone else does, and I just...
Yeah, if you don't, if you don't buy it, you can't play with everyone else.
Plus, I think Battlefield 3 looks better.
Yeah. You'll be getting Battlefield 3 if you love the community.
Really?
We're trying to make that trend on Twitter at the minute. Hashtag, if you love the community. But I think everyone's going to get Battlefield. I think everyone will get both. But I'm certainly... I know that I'm going to be disappointed when I buy it, Modern Warfare 3, but I know that I won't be able to stop myself from buying it.
Yeah, I'm much saying, I know I'm pretty much going to buy it, but then, as I mentioned last week, the single player of Modern Warfare 2 and the Spec Ops mode was enough for me anyway. The multiplayer can go and do one. But, there you go. Anyway. Call of Duty Elite, stick it.
When are they bringing this Call of Duty Elite out anyway? Because they're supposed to be doing it for Black Ops, aren't they?
Yeah. It's going to be the first game's going to be Black Ops, but I don't know if they've released a date at all for when it's due out. I was just trying to have a look, but it doesn't say anything date wise. They're doing some. I've got some beta testing coming up soon, haven't they? In July, I think. So it's obviously not going to be this month. The beta testing starts next month, so I don't know. Maybe they're bringing it out for Modern Warfare 3, which seems a bit silly for the players of Black Ops. But
yeah, but I'm sure they're doing it for Black Ops as well.
Well, yeah, no, but if they're bringing it out at the same time as Modern Warfare 3, everyone's going to be playing that, not Black Ops.
I suppose.
But anyway. I signed up for the beta testing anyway. Don't know why.
Because you're a mug.
I don't think you actually know what you're signing up for, though, do you? No one really knows.
No, I just signed my life away.
Yeah.
Okay. Next bit of news. Let's get that one. Dead Island is coming the 6th of September. You looking forward to that, bud?
I am. I've a while ago they posted a video showing 11 minutes of footage of Dead Island, and I quite liked what I saw.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it could be quite good fun.
Yeah.
Four-player co-op should be good.
Yep. If you can get four people to buy it. You can get four people to buy it.
Yeah, well, you'll buy it.
Oh yeah, I probably will actually, but.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah. But that's two.
Will probably buy it.
All right. That's three. Okay.
Slugger.
No. I doubt it.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Next bit of news. Sony have filed for a trademark of PS Vita, which is the rumoured name of the NGP. So we'll probably hear this later on in the Sony conference, but we obviously, if they've trademarked that name, that's what it's going to be, isn't it? PS Vita.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Every time I hear that name, I get a song going through my head. And I'm going to sing it now for you. Bad voice, you know, poorly throat and all. Are you ready? Don't cry for me, PSP Vita.
Wait, it's PS Vita. It's not PSP Vita.
Do it again.
Don't cry for me, PSP. No, I want to put the P in.
You can't put the P.
Argentina.
The P silent.
Argentina, PS Vita. Yeah. Don't cry for me, PS Vita. The truth is I never left. Sorry, carry on. I don't know why, it just makes me think of that song.
Right.
We'll get used to it.
Yeah. But
I hope you clipped that.
Oh, it's clipped, yeah. But yeah, anyway, it was...
What does Vita mean? Has anyone looked up the dictionary definition of it?
Life, isn't it?
Life. PlayStation Life.
Oh, like vitality. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
A fresh start or new direction in life. Sony certainly need that. Especially following a powerful emotional experience. Yep. That's a good name.
Yeah. Okay. But, I say, it'll be confirmed or denied later on, but if they filed for trademark of that name, then it's pretty certain, I think. Anyway, there's probably lots of other news, but that was just some of the ones I picked up. You guys got anything you want to mention?
Yes.
I've got one thing.
Okay. One of you at a time.
I was going to say, I watched a bit of the Microsoft... This is relevant. Stick with me. I watched some of the Microsoft press conference earlier on. And, there was a few Microsoft, obviously, centred news. A lot of it was relevant to PlayStation owners. I saw some footage from Batman Arkham City, which looks... absolutely amaze bollocks. The big sort of thing that I picked up from it that I didn't know before, the actual city itself is very kind of open world, and it very much reminded me of Assassin's Creed, where you can literally go anywhere. I mean, there was a little bit of an element of that in the first Batman, in Arkham Asylum, but in Arkham City, you could fly around and jump from building to building, and there were little side missions that you could pick up, and it looked very much Assassin's Creed-y in that respect, which, I mean, I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan, so that, for me, was brilliant. The other part of that game, which I saw, was... you can play as Catwoman, which I didn't know, and you can play as Catwoman with a whip, and from the looks of it, I think they were basically explaining that in the story mode, you actually start off as Catwoman, before then Batman taking over was my understanding of it. So that looked quite interesting.
Nice.
There was a few other... what did we see? I saw some footage from Modern Warfare 3, which, you know, I mentioned earlier. What else did I see? I can't think now. I'm going to get loads more news later on, which we'll obviously update you with next week.
Yep.
But I think that's about it from me, I think, for now. I'm sure I'll think of some other things.
You're on the mic, bud.
Right, well, as a geek and a big fan of Back to the Future, I was quite disappointed that the next episode hasn't appeared on the PlayStation Store yet.
Mm.
But some good news, Michael J. Fox is actually going to provide two voices in the final episode, which is called Outer Time.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Okay.
I saw that news as well, Bod. So I take it he's not going to play Marty's voice then?
I assume not. I assume the person who's been doing the voice of Marty for the other episodes will still be doing his voice. But
okay, so he's doing like a guest appearance.
Yeah, but it says he's playing two roles, or voicing two characters. So I would assume it would probably be a relative of Marty McFly in some form.
Bod, I've got potentially some bad news for you. Or potentially good news, depending on how you see it. We did speak about this a little bit off-air. One of the other announcements from E3 earlier for Microsoft was that Mass Effect 3 was going to have Kinect support. So you could you could use Kinect with voice commands and whatnot. Do you think, they've not announced it, but do you think Sony are going to announce that it's going to have Move capability? How would that grab you?
Well,
if
I
they can do it, if they've done it with Kinect, though, surely that would be a good thing. That would be a good thing, surely.
Why? I think for a game like that, it's completely pointless. If that's what they want to do.
Agree.
If people want to play it with the Move, that's fine. But yeah, I won't be. I think that's pointless. And talking to it with Kinect, fuck off. Yeah, because that really took off with SOCOM, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, agreed.
You're just sitting there with your little headset saying, run this way, run that way. It was stupid. And I think I remember someone who had Nintendogs on the, was it the DS? And you'd shout, you'd tell the dog what to do. You're like, sit, roll over. And he's like, they just looked ridiculous.
Doesn't work.
The other thing I remembered from earlier on was SSX as well.
Sex?
No, SSX.
Oh, sorry.
As in the snowboarding game. That looks pretty damn good. They showed an amazing trailer for it, where you're flying down a cliff and jumping through the air and grabbing hold of a helicopter and parachuting off and whatnot. And it was explained that there was three modes to it. You've got like a trick mode where you do tricks, a race mode, which is self-explanatory, and then survival mode, which I guess is this kind of escaping from avalanches and jumping over big things. That looked fairly impressive.
Yeah.
There was more news for FIFA 12. Loads more interaction in FIFA 12. Lots of online support for FIFA 12. If you're a football fan, it looks damn good.
Right.
What else was there?
I don't know, but I think we should move on.
I think we should as well.
Right. Okay, so next we'll move on to the mailbag. Okay, so the mailbag, if you do want to send us an email, tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com, send us anything you like, questions, comments, chat up lines, anything you like, send it to us, and we'll give you a readout on the show. So, emails this week. We've got a couple of voicemails, and so I'll play one of them first.
If you like.
Yes, okay. We've got a voicemail from Naz. Nazanoya. Right, okay. The reason for this voicemail is because I think every podcast host has completely destroyed his name when trying to say it. So, the end of last show, he sent us in this voicemail. Especially how to pronounce his name properly. So I'll play that for you now.
Hey guys, just calling in to leave a voicemail on the pronunciation of my name. You can just call me Naz for short, N-A-Z. Naz is fine, that's what most people call me. But the correct pronunciation of my name is Nazanoya. Nazanoya. Or altogether, it's Nazanoya. Naz is fine. Once again, just dropping that line for you guys. I may post this for the other guys as well, because I hate how B. Smith cannot pronounce my name. Out of everyone, I figured he would you know, be able to, since he's always giving everyone shit on emails and not wording things and spelling things and saying things correctly, but he fucking fails every time. Well, whatever. Anyway, good show, guys. Keep it up.
There you go. Can you remember how to say it?
I'm still none the wiser. We'll just call him Naz.
Hey?
Yeah, we're going to go with Naz.
Naz.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, one question that I'd like to know is if that is actually like a name, like, for example, Peter or Paul or John or Stephen, if that is actually a name, or if it... Is it a character name, like a video game character name, or a comic book character name, or if it's actually a real name? I don't know.
I reckon maybe it's like a manga name from something.
Oh, yeah, it may well be. Yeah, I don't want to offend him if it's actually his real name. You know, I don't want to take the piss out of his name. But I don't know if it's a real name because the way he said it. He said it with a slight accent, if you see what I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's what you mean.
So I don't know if that's a real name.
His real name's John.
Okay, so it's not that then.
No, I was joking.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I don't know if it's a real name, but yeah, anyway. So Naz it is.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so do the other voicemail now, get out of the way. And then we can concentrate on the mail.
Hello, T-Suck.
Oh, we haven't got one. From Spanish.
Okay, carry on.
He sent two emails in that said voicemail, but there was nothing attached to them. So, sorry, Sponge, you sent two blank emails to us. But this one comes from the fight for number one spot, Fire Vader. So, he sent us voicemail, so I'll play that for you.
How you doing, T-Suck? Well, I guess I've lost my number one fan status to Mr. Ira DeLupus again. I thought I had it since he wasn't on for a while, but oh well. Anyway, here you go, you guys. I did an interview for you, so I like to play it for you. So here it goes.
Hello, and, again, welcome to the Aperture Science Computer Aided Enrichment Center. We hope your brief detention in the relaxation vault has been a pleasant one. Your specimen has been processed, and we are now ready to begin the test proper. Before we start, however, keep in mind that although fun and learning are the primary goals of all Enrichment Center activities, serious injuries may occur. For your own safety, and the safety of others, please refrain from...
Por favor, por donde falla, muchas
gracias. Turn back. The portal will open in 3, 2, 1.
Hello there, Mrs. GLaDOS. You're back in Portal 2, and I think it's actually a pretty decent game right here. I've tried it out on a friend of my system, and I really do like it, and I hope to be picking it up soon. I really do like the return of the companion cube. Do you think I can actually keep that thing this time?
Maybe you should marry that thing since you love it so much. Do you want to marry it? Well, I won't let you. How does that feel?
I feel it's actually kind of bad, you know. I really did like the companion cube, but oh well. Thanks for coming on this interview. See you later. Anyway, T-Suck, that's my interview for GLaDOS for you. I really didn't like it. Oh, you should come over, check out FireRaiderPodcast.com. Now part of the T-Pitz family, which is actually kind of cool. And you should come over also, guys, and check out the forums. B-Smith's cast is answering your questions again. And he actually did an ad for T-Suck, the Rogue Gamer, and T-Pitz 2.0. But we all know that T-Suck is the best podcast ever. Okay, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Game over, man. It's game over.
I don't know what just happened then. what was going on?
Fire Vader interviewed GLaDOS.
This is Portal, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take this opportunity to get everyone to go and check out the Fire Vader podcast,
yeah.
Which is available from the PlayStationShow.com. I've recently commented in his thread that when we are not recording our own show or indulging in wanky wank, that we all three of us officially endorse the Fire Vader podcast and put it at the number one podcast at the PlayStationShow.com. So go and check it out. Do we agree, guys?
Yep. No, the second.
Yeah.
No, I actually rate his podcast. Show above ours. No, I rate his what? Show above ours at the moment. Yeah. he's number one, we're number two. And talking of number ones and number twos, this isn't another shit story. What? No, this isn't a shit story. Ira DeLupa's number one fan. Fire Vader number two fan. But as JT so rightly says, if Fire Vader actually flies out to see us for the Eurogamer show, he gets number one fan status indefinitely.
Yeah, that's quite a show of your fanism.
Yeah, or you're fanning, isn't it?
You're fanny. What?
Like addicting, it's fanning.
Oh,
isn't
I see
it?
What I mean.
He just add ing on the end and invent a new word.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway, that was the voicemails, and yes, TSAC is the best podcast. Of course.
No, the Fire Vader show is the best podcast.
Right. Okay. Do you guys want to take the first email?
I'll read it, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Which one?
One from IcklefatOne.
This is from IcklefatFun. I was going to say IcklefatOne from sunny North Yorkshire. There's a lie. Every time I've been to North Yorkshire, it's been pissing down with rain. Subject LA Noir, no spoiler. Oh, okay. Hi guys, quick one. Was it me, or was the last quarter of LA Noir boring? And he's put below may spoil. Now before I continue, I'm not going to spoil anything, so you're safe to listen to this. That includes you, Zonal.
Okay.
But he's put, did anyone else find the ending disappointing? Question mark. Keep up the good work, and Bod, apologies for the comment about sounding down. I think it may be because you have not been laid in a while. Is this why your percentage of being gay keeps rising? Oh, the best Ickle Fat One. So, let's start
I can't
with...
rule it out, to be honest.
let's
and
start
it has
with that.
Been a while.
What about with a man?
That's never happened, okay? Well, there was this one time, but it was a college prank.
So, I'm going to really struggle to talk about the ending of LA Noir without spoiling it.
Okay, well, just say so yes or no, then. Was it a disappointment?
Did I find it disappointing? Disappointing's not the word I'd use.
Shit.
Let's just say it's not the ending that I wanted.
Okay. Odd?
Yeah, without giving anything away, there was a bit right at the end that seemed a little bit pointless, almost. Just someone appears at the end that just seemed like... didn't seem any point in him being there, but that's all I'll say.
Spoil it for me now, aren't you?
Apart from that, I was happy with the ending.
You're talking about the octopus, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
The octopus
and the whole alien invasion storyline.
Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't. I didn't find it disappointing. It wasn't the ending that I wanted. And I will leave it at that for now.
Okay, there was a very good question in the chat. Are you selling it back like every other game? You're thinking about it.
I want to get
the
DLC for it. I want to. I don't know whether I. Well, it's basically going to boil down to if I can be bothered to go for the platinum.
Just have a rest from it for a little while. And come back to it.
Yeah. See, I have got a few other games on the go now, though. I think I will keep it for a while. Yeah. It depends. It depends what. I'm fairly sure that. Infamous 2, I'll get a good trading price for it against Infamous 2.
I know Gamer doing good trading for LA Noir. I think it's
exactly
35 plus the 600 points, which is about £9, I think, something like that.
So that means I'd actually get back more for it than what I paid. And I've had fun out of it, and I feel it might be a chore going through and doing it all again. So, in answer to your question,
James, there is still more DLC to come, right?
I know that there's going to be more DLC coming, but I can just, I don't know, I can see, if that is the deal, I can fairly certainly say that it will probably be going on Friday. I don't know, I'm kind of, yeah, I think if I was to get rid of it for that, I'd actually get back £4, so I would be given £4, and I've had 24 hours of fun with that game, and I can move on to the next game that I want to play, and have a bit of a variation. So, I think I've answered your question there, possibly.
He will do, but he will trade it in. We all know what he's like. True to form, he'll trade it in.
Yes. Right. Moving on. Bod, do you want to take the next one?
Yes. I'm never prepared.
Good.
Right, this is from Zeiss. Location UK, subject Sony. One of the problems with Sony giving us free games was the need for disk space. As I have an old fat PS3, I was forced to upgrade and was something that I was not looking forward to. However, kudos to Sony, the design of the PS3 meant the entire process was utterly painless and a positive joy compared to the nightmare that is trying to replace a 360 drive. So for those who feel Sony's image is a little tarnished at the moment, remember there is a lot more to a console requirement when you scratch the surface of normal operation, and Sony appear to have given a lot of thought to these less common activities. Anyway, thanks to Sony for some great design. Now I need to find 600 gigabytes of stuff to put on my new drive.
Porn.
Well, that's. I mean, I mentioned earlier on I've got to upgrade my hard drive this week, so that's why I've done loads of backups before doing it. I've just got to pick a drive up, maybe hopefully pick one up tomorrow. But from what I've been reading, certainly on the Slim, I don't know what it's like on the fat one, but on the Slim, you literally, there's a couple of screws to pull the caddy out, you replace the hard drive, chuck it in and turn it on, and that's it, job done. It rebuilds it for you. And then it's just a case of copying your data back onto there, you know, through the restore function. So I guess that I might have to re-download maybe some of the protected DLC, that kind of thing. But yeah, that's... I hope it's as simple as that. Have either of you replaced a hard drive?
Yup. In my old one, I did.
Painless?
Yeah, painless. It's fairly simple if you've got an external hard drive, you can actually do a full backup of your hard drive onto there. So it will do your protected content as well. Do a full backup onto the external hard drive, replace your hard drive, and then do a restore from the external hard drive. And everything will be exactly the same.
I've got a 320 gig external USB hard drive, which I've got plugged in.
Yep.
And I go through system settings, backup, and then back up to that. That's backed up everything.
Yeah, it does everything, yeah.
What, including, like, game updates and all the patches and everything, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it should be everything that's on your PS3 hard drive. It's like copying an image of your hard drive.
So it's like cloning it, because the image sizes are quite small, and I wonder. So I guess it's obviously compressed it then onto that USB drive.
Yeah, I mean it takes a while. I mean the actual backup onto the external hard drive will probably take you a few hours, but
I've got a 120 gig hard drive in my PS3, and it took 3 hours to do.
Yeah.
Onto a USB external, or just under 3 hours. But the actual final size of it was only something like 25, 30 gig. So I'm assuming that it's compressed it, and that's why it's taken some time.
Yeah. Plus encryption as well. It's all the protected stuff as well. It's all a bit...
So I've been looking up some prices of drives, and I was going to go for, like, I was going to get, like, a 1 terabyte drive or something, just put it in there and be done and forget about it. But I've seen a 500 gig drive... for £42 at Novatech.
Yep.
So I'm going to pick one of those up in the next day or two whenever I'm passing near one. Chuck that in and job's a good one.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and final email comes to us from Guy in the Cardboard Box. Location, Los Angeles. Subject, E. Threesome. Hey, British fetishes. Well, since the Xbox E3 conference just occurred a few hours ago, my initial impressions are of stupidity. There was way too much Kinect action, as if Move or Kinect were great successes. And all I call major bullshit, on microballs claiming the Xbox outsold the Wii in North America. What were your guys' major impressions? I also want a trophy mention for Dragon Age 2 Platinum. Jeez, that was long. Have fun with tonight on the PS3 conference. Okay. I didn't watch the Microsoft conference, so I can't really give my impressions on it. But for what I did gather from Twitter, there was a lot of Kinect stuff. It was like, this will support Kinect, this will support Kinect. And I know Tom Clancy's said that all these future games will be Kinect compatible. Kinect, then fine. But
I was waiting for the announcement that they were going to rename. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if someone rocked out onto stage and said, "Okay, and we're going to rename the Xbox the Kinect 360."
Yeah.
It was very, very Kinect orientated. Their press conference didn't blow me away. I feel that Sony could come in strong here. I really do feel that they could come in strong. Compared to what I've seen from Microsoft, there was no real exclusives other than kind of Gears of War 3, which, you know, we've already seen and know about. You know, we saw a bit more extra clips.
Was Halo 4 mentioned?
Oh yeah, Halo 4 was. I mean, that was the other big one.
Obviously.
But and Forza 4 as well. They showed a bit of Forza 4, and Forza 4 has got the test gear, the Top Gear test track in there as well. Which they showed, obviously a bit of a kick in the teeth for GT5, but you know, their fault for not securing an exclusive, I guess. And again, that looked pretty amazing. But that aside, there was no real exclusives. There was no big showstoppers, really. I mean, Halo, they're big games, but nothing that got me moist. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, but JT's mentioned Dance Central 2.
Oh, that was a terrible, terrible demonstration. They had, although it was quite funny, he said, and here we go over to our simulated family. And it was, you know, a pretend dad and his child, and the kid cocked up a couple of times, and it was a terrible, terrible demonstration. And what was even worse than that, I tell you, was Disney World game, and they've done a complete mock-up of Disney World, and you can go in there and you can do things like run in inflatable balls with the Kinect, so you lift your hands up and down in the air to simulate running in a hamster ball, and it was just so cheesy. The kids were just, the lines they were given to speak were just so cheesy, like, "Oh, I've missed that coin, I'll get that on my next playthrough," and it was cringeworthy. It really was cringeworthy. There was nothing that blew me away. There was nothing that blew anyone away. There was very muted applause from the audience. People, and I think you'll see a few more comments in this coming up as people analyse, you know, as is ever the case with E3, people will start analysing everything over the next few days. But people were actually getting up and walking out at the end of the conference before it had even the press conference before it had even finished. You know, I wasn't impressed. I was expecting some sort of an announcement about a new, potentially a surprise announcement about a new console.
Yeah.
Which there wasn't, but so yeah, not that great. No. I didn't think. Not a strong showing from Microsoft. And that's not me being a PlayStation fanboy. I've been playing the 360 all bloody week long. It just wasn't that great a show. No.
Okay. I'll try and catch the highlights of it, I think, at some point. But, I don't know. That is the end of the mailbag. As said, if you do want to send us mail, you can send it to tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com, or you can go to the website, click on the Contact Us tab and select TSUK Mailbag, and you can just fill in the form there and send it to us direct. Now, what should we move on to? iTunes reviews or competition?
All right then. So we've got a competition. Now we're going to make this open to UK only listeners this week, and there is a very good reason why. So we apologise, international listeners, but this is just for UK listeners this week. Zonal, what is the reason why it is a UK only competition?
Because our good friend and loyal listener, Ozzy, is it UK Ozzy? Can't remember what he is on PSN, yep. But he contacted myself in the week and to let me know that he has up for grabs Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for the PS3, and that he was given to us to give away in a competition. So as he will be passing the game on to the winner, it's only fair that we don't smack him with a postage bill. That's horrendous. So we're keeping it within the UK. But again, thanks to Ozzy for allowing us to do the competition and passing this game on. So,
yeah, thank you for supporting the show in that way. So we've got a great competition prize there. Someone in the UK has got to win it. So to win it, all you've got to do is message us in one way, shape or form. What's the address?
Which one? The mailbag?
tsuk@theplaystationshow.com. That's tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com. Or direct message us, or PM us, or via theplaystationshow.com, or send us snail mail, or whatever, a text message, or over the PSN something. We'll collate them all up again on the show next week, talk about them, and pick a winner. What you have to do is, Here Comes Bod has a nemesis online. It is Here Comes Bod without the hyphens. And what we want to do is send a message. Bod's going to send a friend request to him with a message. So the funniest but non-offensive message we will discuss next week. We'll pick the winner, you'll win the prize, and then Bod is going to send that message to that person. So, send us in what you think we should do. Does the message have to have a limit of letters, says Ickle Fat One? You are correct. It has to be able to fit into into the friend request on the PSN. So, what's that? I don't know what the characters are. A text message, 160 characters or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the limit is on the PSN. Any ideas, anyone?
No, we'll say 160. Idea. That's fine.
Yeah, 160 characters.
And I don't have the keyboard attachment, so I've got to, do each letter one by one. So
make sure it's got lots of
umlauts. I don't want it to be too long.
Make sure it's got lots of umlauts and special characters in it.
Right, anyway. That was the competition, and iTunes reviews. If you'd like to get on there and leave us some reviews, that'd be great. We have two reviews this week, one from the UK and one from the US. The one from the US comes to us from Duran 420, I'm guessing. But see, subject, T-Suck My Balls. He simply put, great show, guys. Extremely funny and informative.
Informative?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Is that surely he meant informating?
Informating, yeah. Exactly what he meant. Yes. But yes, we also had a review on the UK store, which came to us from Psychic TV. I think he added us. He added me on PSN recently, I think. But basically, yeah, he's put a great PlayStation podcast, best UK PlayStation podcast. Been listening to the USA shows for ages, and this is a great addition. Cheers, lads. PSN Psychic TV. Got all three consoles, 360 and the dusty one. Same tag on the other. What?
Dusty one's okay. The Wii. Use it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
But his tag on him is Psychic TV, so on the 360 as well. So if you want to add and do that. But that's, yeah, both 5 stars, so thank you very much for them. We're up to 18.
How many we got now?
18.
18?
Yeah.
So because 2 more required and we give away another game. Look at us, 2 competitions on the go at once. 2 games up for grabs.
Yep. That's just the way we roll. Sorry for that. Anyway, shall we move on to the next thing, which is the trophy count. So, any cheating this week?
Do you know what?
You tell us.
Do you know what we've just missed?
What?
A live demo of Assassin's Creed Revelations.
What you've missed, then, you mean?
So, have you cheated this week, Zonal?
No, I've synced my trophies. And, yeah, they're fine. Well, from my count, I didn't cheat to get this pathetic amount of trophies, so...
Are you in third place?
I've got a few questions for Mr. Slugger.
Are you in third place?
No. Third place is Here Comes Bod.
Oh, hey.
3 trophies, Bod.
3?
Yep.
When did you do it? When did you do this count? I synced earlier.
What?
Before the show.
How? What? Like a minute before the show?
No, about like 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that.
Bod. Seriously.
Well, I didn't think you were gonna take the count that quickly. I tried to sync last night, but I was having problems. It wouldn't sync. It kept saying there was an error.
Right. Hold on. I will update yours then. God damn.
You know, in the interest of fairness, I don't want to get accused next week of sandbagging.
Right. Yeah, I've got quite a few more, actually. Ooh!
Ooh, has this turned things around?
It has.
Ooh.
In joint second place is myself and Bod. We've both got 10 trophies each.
10? Wow.
Yeah. Huge amount.
I've gone over the 1,500 mark as well.
You have. 1,504 trophies. So that means Slugger's number one. Right, let's move on.
Yes. Without any cheating as well, I might add.
Well,
that's how I roll. Have you noticed? We picked you up for cheating last week, and then this week you roll in, well, joint third, isn't it, technically? Last place. Because I think he thinks we're going to call him out again.
I don't know. I have a feeling we might be calling you out.
Why? How many have I got?
He said at the beforehand, he said earlier that somebody had, like, what was it, 4 times the amount? Or was it 10 times?
It was 10 times the amount, but that's when
you
had
10 times the amount. So if you thought I had 3, that means Mr. Slugger's got 30 odd. Now, if Mr. Slugger's only been playing, what, L.A. Noire, not much else.
Burnout.
Yeah, how many trophies have I got?
30.
30?
Yep.
I tell you, Burnout Paradise, I have never played a game that... It was literally vomiting trophies at me as I was playing it. Vomiting them.
Why do your descriptions involve something coming out of some orifice of some sort?
It was literally...
It was shitting trophies.
It was literally phlegming trophies up in my direction. I didn't even know what I was doing.
I think in his world
there's
always something coming out of an
orifice. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know what was going on. Crazy.
Yeah, but that little trophy sound, that's addicting, isn't it?
Oh, it's very addicting. So, there I was, collecting my trophies. I was known what's in the game as trophing.
Trophing?
Yeah. So, 30 trophies, I think. How many trophies am I on now?
976.
976, 24 away from the 1,000. Will I do it this week? Possibly.
Not if you play Trials HD anymore.
That game's good. That game's addicting. It's tough, but addicting.
Oh dear God.
So yeah, there we have it. A genuine win without any form of cheating or sandbagging this week.
Yeah.
Rectifying last week's abysmal state. Although I've got to say, listening back to the show with the music that you put in, the LA Noir detective music in, I thought was brilliant. That was really good. I did enjoy that.
Yeah. good.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, yeah.
Have you, you're not going to do any more cheating then now?
Well, I'm going to try and be more careful about it.
Have you learnt your lesson, Zonal?
Yes, I have.
You're not going to do any more cheating?
Not ever again.
Okay.
Till the next time.
Yeah.
No, next time I'm just going to come on late and say I've gone down the shops. Because that doesn't class as cheating, you see.
Not cheating.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently it's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
So if I just delay the show for a week.
Yeah, you were down the shops for a week.
I got stuck down the shops.
Oh, look what you guys have done to me. I've just read a tweet from someone, and it just simply reads, "Oh my gosh, Assassin's Creed Revelations' new trailer is the most epic thing I have ever seen. So worth the wait. Thank you, Ubisoft." I've missed that. Bastards.
It's not our fault.
Bastards.
We were the ones who said we'd do it tomorrow, but you was like, no, let's do it tonight.
I was all up for doing it tomorrow, thank you very much, but Bod's got his mandate, hasn't he?
Oh yeah, got a mandate. Right, anyway, that is the trophy count, with Slugger winning this week.
What's that say again? Broke up there.
I said that is the trophy count with me and Bod coming second this week.
third, I think, isn't it? We've had this discussion before. If it's a tie, you drop down one. So that means that you are both in third place, both in the losing spot this week.
No. If it's a tie, the next person down drops down one.
So who won this?
No one lower than.
Just who
if,
was the
if,
winner?
If there was more than the three of us in there, say there was five people, you'd be first, we'd be joint second, and then the next person would be fourth. They wouldn't be third.
Ah, okay. So who won?
So, not me or Zonal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well dodged.
Moving on.
Right, moving on. Well, it's pretty much it. Coming to the end of the show, we need to wrap it up because we've all been talking a bit too much shit, I think. So, give something for the people to play. One of you.
Trials
play
HD.
One of the free games you got. Don't play the Xbox.
Yes.
No, I'm going to say
no
Infamous Xboxing. 2.
Huh?
No, Infamous 2.
What? Infamous 2.
But I don't want you to play with the game. I think what you should play
is
putting the backpack on and just walk around and own the place. Let people know that you that you own and that you are indeed a superhero. And what you should do...
Is that what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down the joke shop and buy one of those electric hand buzzer ring things so that I can give people electric shocks as well.
And you're going to walk around with your man bag?
Hell yeah.
I know what you're going to do.
And people think I'm gay.
I have a man bag on a daily basis anyway.
Yeah, I've got a man bag.
Yep,
it's,
see?
It's the manly thing to do.
It is. Mm. Have you got a manly man bag, though, Zonal?
Oh, it's manly, yeah.
Is it a backpack or a satchel?
It's a satchel.
Then it's gay, okay? I've just become the real man of this podcast, and now you two are the gay ones.
No. I have a very manly North Face backpack. It's very manly. It's not a satchel.
Well, it's a bag, then. It's not a... What?
Yeah, too late. You said it was a satchel.
You said you carry a satchel. Okay. I tricked you.
Mine's a postal bag.
Oh, we're you used the word satchel. Didn't he use the word satchel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a satchel. It's got, like, little pink ribbon.
Is it a Hello Kitty satchel?
How did you know?
Is it fluffy?
Yeah, and in the front pocket's got my little makeup bag. Right, so play with your man bag. That sounds a bit rude, but
that's what Burnout Paradise. I want to play some of that. So if anyone's got it, I'm up for playing a bit of online a Burnout Paradise.
Okay, Bod.
Dead Nation.
Ooh, okay.
Or Infamous. Or Little Big Planet.
Okay.
Or one of the others you got free. Play one of them.
Right. Okay. I'm going to say Duke Nukem Forever. Because it's brilliant.
Really?
No, don't play that. I don't know. Play anything you want. I don't really care. That's the way it is. Right. Chat roll call.
What was that?
What?
You miserable bastard.
What?
What did you just say? You said, play whatever you want. I don't really care.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
You miserable git.
Give the listeners the choice.
Play what you want. I don't care.
Yep. Dirt Free. Okay. Play Dirt Free.
Dirt Bag.
Not Dirt Bag.
Dirt Box.
Teenage Dirt Bag. What?
Dirty. Dirty Gertie.
Right. Chat roll call. Do it.
And in the chat room this week, we have an amazing 8,232 people listening. I'm going to read off some key people. I would like to start with possibly our most valued community member to date. Is this a thing? Thank you very much for joining, sir. Your comments have been really appreciated. Thanks for joining. I hope to see you again next week. It's been a pleasure. Descent815, JT Rowling 50, good old Chanbot, Bakura 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 has just arrived, I think. I didn't see him in there before. Franchise 254. Who else have we got? Sarge. TPIS 6714. Change your name, it's unimaginative. Logopolis. Who else? I think we had some E-Diddy in there. So we had some Aussie. Thank you very much for donating the prize. We had the EA press conferences off. Ickle Fat One, of course. I think he's just left.
Yeah, he's had enough.
He's had enough, yeah, he's gone. We had Hamster Fish. I'm not sure if that's Hamster Fist or somebody else impersonating him. Sleepya. We had Party Yaw in there earlier on. Who am I missing, guys? Anyone?
No, but TPIS6714 is now known as Addicting.
As Addicting, yes. Thank you for joining. There we go. So you can listen live every week, 9 p.m. Monday, GMT. So yeah, check us out. PlayStationShow.com/live.
Oh yeah. What else? So yeah, again, if you want to send us an email for next week's show, tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com. You can also send us direct messages on Twitter. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm @ZonalRipper, @MrSlugger, and @HereComesBod.
With hyphens, otherwise you'll get someone else who won't add you.
Not hyphens. I'm talking about Twitter.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, no hyphens with a Z. Spellings
I'm
in the show
that,
notes.
That person on Twitter is that's Here person. Comes Bod is the same person as the one on the PlayStation.
Could be.
Ooh, potential question there.
Yeah.
I might have to start following him on Twitter. Start stalking him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it won't be you won't get banned, you'll just get the police knocking on your door. Right, okay. Also take the time to go to the website, theplaystationshow.com, take a listen to the other podcast, TPIS 2.0. You've got King Bowser, Phobia, Murray, and Party R, or Party AW. doing a great job over there with the show. Also got the Rogue Gamer with B. Smith, 3258, Hamster Piss, Redfield, Austin D, Derek Gott. Is that it? I think that's everyone for them.
That's it, yeah. Occasionally, okay. EDD999.
Okay, yeah, occasionally he steps in, but take a listen to them also, all on iTunes, and you can listen to them live as well. Rogue Gamer's usually Friday nights, and TPS 2.0 is that Tuesdays or Wednesdays?
It could be either.
They do change. They do change. But so if you follow them on Twitter as well, you'll be able to find out when they're going live. Our competition, as I said, send an email in with suggestion of what bots should send to the counterpart. Here comes bot.
The fake.
The fake. Here comes bot.
The second rate imposter.
I'm going to give my suggestion for a message now, because obviously I'm not eligible, because we're going to be judging it, so...
I thought you wanted Need for Speed Hopsuit.
No, I can't enter it, can I?
We could have done, until you said that.
Well, how am I going to enter it?
Well, because we could have swung it your way.
Or you could have entered under a false name, we wouldn't have been none the wiser. We don't know where you live.
I mean, that thought didn't even cross my mind. It amazes me how you two cheats come up with that. I'm going to say, I think you should put something along the lines of, fancy a bum? just short and sweet.
That fancy will get him banned. No.
That's not going to get you banned, is it? You could misspell it. Fancy a bun.
Wait, let's not do that. But send your suggestions in. You could win yourself a copy of Need for Speed Hopsuit, but it is for UK only, I'm afraid. And is that pretty much it? I think it is.
I think that's it. Check out the PlayStationShow.com. Check out the forum there. Check out the front page, the news feed. Get your daily dose of news. Sign up, say hello. Check out the other podcasts. Check out the Twitters. Add us on PSN. T-suck our balls. That's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you to all our live listeners, and thank you to those who download on iTunes. You have been listening to the PlayStation Show UK. Join us next week for episode 45. I have been Zona Ripper.
I've been Here Comes Bod with hyphens.
And I've been Mr. Slugger with a very poorly voice and very quiet, more quieter than usual this week, so I apologise for that.
You've been quiet this week. That's quiet, is it?
No, I've been less vocal. There was long periods of time when I didn't talk, so it's because I'm trying to conserve my voice.
I hazard to say they were the best bits of the podcast.
Yeah. F you.
Excellent. Right. See you next week, guys. Thanks for listening.
Adios.
With a heavy heart, and I dare not turn the pages, fighting with automatic self-destruction. It's a blind faith, a cruel waste, one bitter day. So I know I need this sweet sensation. Working overtime, the best I can do is now dance with